Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. Well, it's a question that should run deep down in your soul. What would happen if people were sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries? What would happen with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message, a message, a message. What will this do to the mind of the world children? What will this do to their minds? What will this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message, a message, message of concern. What would happen to the world's children put under figure of a particular race, presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men?
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen. It's a message, a message, a message, message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message, a message, message of concern. Tell me what would happen.
Holy Quran 4:3 verse 64 says,
say, O people of the book, come to common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bowing to God's will.
A message, a message, a message of concern.
Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open up. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern.
happening. People were sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries.
That's what happened.
The image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them.
Tell me what would happen.
What would happen to the world's children put under the figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen. Common terms that's between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will. Nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
The soda in there? Maybe a soda or something cold.
Who stopped you?
You.
You stopped me.
Well, why are you asking such a question like that?
And the messenger comes. Thank you. I didn't just get out on the Thank you. Thank you. Welcome you, holy man, all from a dungeon. I welcome you. Reproduced or distributed without the written consent or permission of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Anyone not in compliance will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This is the national broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader. The following public address was given June 12, 2005, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The lecturer is Imam W. D. Muhammad.
Thank you.
You got to turn it over,
Daddy. Thank you. Praise be to Allah.
Turn it
over. Praise be to Allah.
Okay.
Well, thank you. And the greeting always, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. It's a pleasure again for me to be back in Philadelphia and to be with such beautiful and wonderful people.
I ain't putting nothing on my shirt.
I have been here
no,
now on the third day. I'm going on the third day, and I have had nothing but comfort, pleasure, and friendship extended to me from the beautiful people here in Philadelphia.
Wow.
I always think of Philadelphia as home. You know, when you and the wife have your first child in a city, you don't forget that city. And our first child, there she is there. Layla, who assists me in the office. Yes, she was born right here in Philadelphia. And a great city, a wonderful city. In spite of all the ugly things that are happening in these big cities, and Philadelphia can't be spared. This is a wonderful city, a great city. And too much has been invested in this city by wonderful people who feared God, believed in God, and look forward to having freedom and a life under God, so they could serve God as they chose to serve God. So this city is a blessed place, and no matter what comes here to the service or to take away from its peace and its beauty, God will help us to get it back. I am sure of that. And the time is very close, very near, for good to show itself as being the real light and not subject to the bad light. Yes, God is never pleased with good light being under bad light. Never pleased. That can never be accepted by God. And he has put it in the human being's nature, into the soul of human beings, to never be satisfied with this. We will never be satisfied with that. Prayers are powerful. Yes, don't ever forget the power of prayer. When a sincere believer prays to his Lord hears him always. And his Lord has power to bring his desire to him, home, manifested for him. So just have faith. Keep the faith. That's what has kept us here, faith. If we didn't have faith, we wouldn't be here today. We are here because we have kept the faith. I'm here because I'm a man of faith. I'll never give up faith in God, and I'll never give up faith in good human beings. Allah, most God, revealed in the scriptures, same revealed to the other people of this of scripture. God reveals that you are to have faith in God and also have faith in human beings.
Oh, okay.
Allah says, believe in God and believe in his messenger. And who is his messenger? A human being. And God says, to Muhammad, the messenger of God, he says, peace be on him, he says, say to them, meaning say to all people, that I am a human mortal just like you. Now, that was demonstrated before in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave the same message to his people, that he and the people were one and the same in the human mold that God created. And Muhammad came to repeat that, to make it clear again. God says to him, say to them, to the people, I am a human mortal like you. Mithlukum, like all of you. That's what it means. Mithlukum, like all of you. So God gave these men, these special men to us, to show us what he wants in us. And to show us what he has in us. God put the possibility for the best life in every human being. In every human being. Religion delivered in the right way condemns racism. It condemns any unjust superiority of one over another. Religion presented it in the right way. So this is true of the major religions, what we call the heavenly religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And it is the most important message that religion has for you. Really, the most important message that religion has for human beings is that they are the plan of God. Human life is God's plan. They are the plan of God, and God has made them all equal in their possibilities for good life. Equal. Some will be inferior to others, but it's not because they don't have it in their creation. It's because they have not found the circumstances or do not have their willpower, the spirit, to bring it out. But all of us have it. So we were taught one time to believe in the superiority of blacks over whites. When I say we, I'm talking about those who joined what I was born into. My mother and father had already accepted a way of life they called Islam at least 2 years before I was born, or 2 years before I was born. So I was born into that life. And many of you were there at the very beginning, and a bigger number of you joined later and knew my father for 10, 20, 30 years. And now we've come here. And right here, we haven't left it. Faith has kept us, and faith has us here today. We haven't left it. And we should know that God, the best message, the real message from God to us, whether we are Muslim, Christian or Jew, and even for some other major religions that I know, the biggest message is the great possibilities that are open to every human person by virtue of their original creation or original life. That's the greatest message. If I have to repeat that for 2 hours, I'll do it. For some of you don't have it yet. Yes, I can't go anywhere with you if you don't get this message. The most important message in religion is the message of the value of human life and that that life is planned by God. God planned that life. The great framers of the Constitution, of our introduction to the Constitution of these United States, they knew it. They studied the great scriptures. They studied their own Bible, but they studied other great scriptures, and they knew it. And they put the language into the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Unalienable rights. You can't take them away. No government, no man, no government can take them away. Among these, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is the life, core life of the American people's life. That's what brought them here from Europe. And that's what keeps us here in America. And it comes to this great nation from the great prophets of God, the messengers of God. You have to register this first in order to get the benefit of what follows, of what follows. I used to hear my father get up and preach. He had a certain way of beginning his lectures, his speeches, or his preaching. And he would say, Islam is freedom, justice, and equality. And he had a sign on the blackboard, painted. It was the American flag on one side, as required, and the Nation of Islam flag on the other side. And the letters, freedom for freedom, justice, and equality, were on each corner, and on the staff, at the bottom corner where the staff was the word Islam. So that was something that, whether he talked on or not, that was what you were looking at when you walked into the auditorium, the seating area. When you walked into that seating area, the first thing you saw was that sign on the board and the reading, Islam is freedom, justice, and equality. Well, let me tell you something. If I hadn't held on to that meaning of Islam, I wouldn't be a Muslim today. The rest of it is just bull doo-doo to me if we don't have freedom, justice, and equality. And excuse me if I offend you. I don't mean to do that. I mean to do nothing but love and hug and kiss you. Yes, with my language. These lips are not for you. The language is. I'm just having a little fun here, you know. It doesn't hurt at all. In these times, if you can't smile, you better go bury yourself. High regard for the human life that God created. And God wants this life to progress from a recognition of what each and every one of us are to God, to a recognition of the pattern that we should have for our life on this planet Earth. We shouldn't be just individually situated. We have to be collectively situated. Human life that connects us to each other, that connects us to each other. So after perceiving the model, the type that God wants for us to respect and build upon and grow, then we need to see how we are to tie in to one another. So God gives us family life. We cannot be born unless we accept to be family. You have to have a male and female, to reproduce the life again. And none of us can create Adam and Eve for the first time. None of us. So it's kind of a mystery how it all came about. But we know that you need two to have another. To have three, you need two, male and female. So again, I repeat, it's a mystery how the two came about to produce their offspring. But God tells us, he gives us a story of how it all happened. But he says he did it. And we know we can't do it. Infant life. Every child born is born with this great value. It hasn't been lost. Isn't that something? No matter what human beings do alone or as a collective body, a group, tribe, family, tribe, nation, whatever, they have not been able to get rid of that original pattern of a human life. Every child born is born in the mold that God intended for it to have. It's born with innocence. It's not a criminal. No child is born a criminal. The great history of criminology in this country established that no child, no person should be treated as a born criminal. They learn to be criminal. They are not born criminal. At one time, that was a question in the history of law in this country, criminology. At one time, there was a doubt, and they were saying that maybe we can sterilize these notorious criminals, and maybe that will reduce the amount of criminals and crime we'd have, since they would not be reproducing themselves. What the hell, their mind is scientists, they rule that out. They said, no child is born criminal. They all are born innocent. But that's what religion has established already. Religion established that from the very beginning, that every human child is born innocent in the mold created by God for it. When your babies come, all of you have that experience. If you haven't had children, you've been in the house and you've seen and observed the infants, the little children. The infant comes here, with none of the serious problems that our society has now. And I don't have to name no problems for you. We'll take time to know them. But we start right away, as soon as the baby comes to us and gets in the mama's arms or an hour, we start right away trying to shape the baby the way we want it to be shaped. The baby comes here real curious. We want a plaything. And after a while, the baby removes that serious look and says, "Hell, this is funny." And start smiling. You ain't doing it yet. You want more to smile. You got to hear a laugh. The baby stopped. So you brought that out of the baby. The baby came in a marvelous creation, opened his eyes and ears to a marvelous creation of God. And the baby was serious. You tickled the tickle spot. You found the tickle spot. You worked on it until you got the baby interested in funny stuff. So what does the story of religion tell us? The story of the great religions tell us that God created human beings to be an intellect, intelligent, to open their minds to the whole vast creation, all that is on earth and in the sky, and search it. Look at it. And search it for messages.
You enjoy yourself with your buddies
and
today?
Inspiration.
Yes. I'm getting a lot done at the courthouse.
But God has made human life like he made all life. And that is to avoid pain and suffering. And seek comfort and security. So in time, this life that wants comfort and security, it dictates to the brain. It dictates to the brain. The brain becomes a servant. The original life becomes servant of the life that manifests later. And those who can manage pleasure, they always go further than those who cannot manage pleasure. So Allah, the God, the Creator, he has given us a nature that drives us to seek that fulfills our need for pleasure. And we're left free, wonderful God, having the power to make us a tree, a stone, whatever, but he made us human. Making us human, he made us free to choose for ourselves, to have free choice. So those who choose pleasure are going to have a life of ups and downs, of wins and losses, of pleasure and pain, until they finally discover or hear the words of the preacher who's really connected to God's truth, until they finally discover that the only way to fulfill the pleasure appetite in the human life is to connect with Creator, connect with God, connect with Creator, and then you will have what you need to manage your pleasure principle. Yes, that's the key. So all of us are born with the same human intelligence, same brain, same human intelligence. But you know, God gives us many parables in Scripture. If the man who sows his seed, if he throws the seed on a rock, there'll be no life for it. But if he sows his seed in fertile ground, there's a life, there's life for it. So the circumstances has to be there. The conditions have to be right. The circumstances have to favor human life. And look how this country has progressed. African Americans and many other minorities in this country, and even those who were ruling class. Look at the price they had to pay to bring about the circumstances for life, human life, to grow and flourish. For the brain, number one, the intellect, intellectual curiosity, to have the freedom to grow and produce in this country. Look at the price that they had to pay. Look how North fought North South and South fought North. Look at the price was paid in blood, life, human life. But look where we are now. So there was established a definition of human life and the great value that is inherent, born in every one of us that are in America. That was established. And that respect, that perception and respect for human life survived all of the trouble, greed, petty differences, racism, and other problems had to be confronted. But the faith, the belief that the leaders, the framers of the Constitution, the idea had, was so great, and they had reached so many citizens, that life was strong enough to outlive and overcome the bad life that was threatening that life. We come here with the same human heart. And the human heart is nothing but a symbol, right? It's a symbol. Symbol of our appetite, our affection, our attachment. But our core appetite. Our love for things. Our love for ourselves, even. So the heart, if it's not anchored properly, if it's not rooted in that is eternal, in that survives all trouble, all corruption, eventually the heart can be destroyed too. And we are so weak in our hearts. A man's brain is never stronger than his heart. His spirit may be, but his brain is not. And the proof of that is PhD multiplied by 10 or 1,000 PhDs. That old switching Sadie can bring him down off his throne and have him out there with the winos. And he'd be telling them, yeah, I'm a doctor. But he won't have the strength to leave the rhino and go back upstairs where he used to live. So don't say these things cheap. These are signs from God. They're signs from our Creator who made us. That you need something bigger than your brain. You need something that your brain wants to serve to keep your brain and keep your heart. I repeat, to keep your brain and keep your heart in good relationship with one another. Yes, if you get the right authority over your brain, your heart will love it. You know what a woman really thinks little of? A man who boasts in brain power and has no heart power. Now, that's something she can't stand. You know, even if she's turned on flesh to flesh, you know, it's just something she want to hurry up and get through it. So God revealed to his servants that he himself inspired. They discovered that behind this universe, this material existence we have, there is an artist, a planner with a plan for human life. And they connected with their God, their Creator. And then they were able to follow his communication that directed them to devotional nature and devotional life. God says in our holy book, there is nothing for a human person without them striving or struggling for it. And what they strive or struggle through produces itself in the eyes of the people. When we understand human value, we appreciate human value, and we want human rights. Human rights are the rights to be treated as a human being. A human being in the correct definition. The definition that we have the hearing what God has to say about what he did or what he created. Community life is what all of us need in order to come to life. You can't come to life unless there's community life. Studies have been made of human persons that somehow got separated from human beings and lived in the wild with animals. When they discovered or found these human persons, they were behaving like the animals that they were in close proximity with, and most likely monkeys. The animals, in one case, the dog. The animals that they were in close proximity with. If it was a dog, they barked like dogs. They made sounds of dogs. Human beings. Running makes sound of dogs. If they're around apes and monkeys, human beings. Running like apes or monkeys makes sound of dogs. So, that tells us that this life we call human life
It's a life that requires a long period of time together with each other. Males and females producing their children and living with each other. It requires a long time for them to experience life surviving with their life, surviving upon the efforts of each other. And in time, they develop language. They develop knowledge of their nature, their behavior, how they behave, how to behave to continue to live, and how not to behave. How to behave and how not to behave. They learn it in time. And they record it. It becomes tradition. It becomes wisdom, tradition, etc. So human life is a product of learning. It's not like bird life, dog life, pigeon life, horse life. It's not like that. They come here with their life. They have their life pattern. They have their behavioral pattern already fixed. So they come here with it. But the human being has been created to learn his life, to live until he's steady enough and learn his own life. It's in him. And he's going to try to live it, express it in certain surroundings. And in time, he's going to learn how he should best relate to the things all about him, around him, even the sky and earth and everything, weather and everything. He has to learn that. And his learning process is endless. We are evolving now, mentally, spiritually, morally, into a higher creation. The human beings on this earth in time will be much superior to what we are right now. I'm not preaching. I'm sharing knowledge with you. Yes. So human rights must continue, especially in the communities that haven't developed, the communities that are still in their infancy, are in the womb of their mother. Community. I'm speaking symbolically, but you can follow it. That have not developed, they're still in the wombs of the mothers, or their infants can't fend for themselves. Those communities must continue to pursue human rights. Don't you know the greatest of all human rights was taken away from your people, your foreparents, when your foreparents were brought to America from Africa and put on the plantations and kept in slavery? That denied our life the freedom to exercise community life, or the rights of community, the rights of community, not even the rights of family. For many slaves, for most of them, I have to say, the rights of family was taken away from them. They were bred like animals. This is not to bring bad things to your mind. This is to come forward to the present time. Community life is state accompli. And the soul will never be pleased. You may be happy up here having fun. It's like you can change that little infant's nature.
and make him care more about fun than about serious matters by tickling him and playing with him so much. Yes. And live if he likes. It's what your soul hungers for. We have great stars in the African American people. Great stars. Males.
Malaysia John Rodin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. We wanna thank you, ma'am, W.D. Muhammad, for the blessed message that you have given us. This message that you have given us will make us a better human being. So we thank Allah for Imam Washuddin Muhammad. Whenever there's no one on the broadcast, we will be playing the live message of Imam W. Muhammad. We thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. We thank Allah for all of the prophets that were sent to us to help us. Now, we wouldn't even recognize that it wasn't for Imam W. D. Muhammad. And Allah, too. Allah made sure that we understood what we were hearing. So we thank Allah. We thank Allah for blessing us with Imam Washuddin Muhammad, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We thank him. We can never thank him enough for all the wisdom that he has brought to us. That steady out of the shackles of slavery that we was put in. So we're working to keep the doors open for all people. We're not saying one people name. We say we're all one people, but the people that have caused all the problems, the tricks is on them. Because there's no escaping this earth. And whatever anybody does on this earth, they take the results with them to the grave. And we want to warn everybody who want to be warned. We want to help everybody who want to be helped with the truth. And we have been trusted with that truth to share with humanity. And we're not trying to force anybody to do or hear anything. But we are sharing the message. If they don't want the message, then ain't nothing we can do about it. But if they have any wisdom at all in them, whenever they hear its message, they will be upset why it took them so long to receive this message, how this message could help them and would have helped them be better than what they are today. Somebody got to be out there. Somebody got to be somewhere sharing this message of Elder's Long. Come to life. Come to the real life. Come to the life that Almighty God wants us to have. So we are, again, on the Rock Talk radio station 7 days, 6 days a week. Just send it this out throughout the internet, hundreds of people. And we hope that the 100 people, once they see this message of the Block Talk radio station in their book on their page, then we pray that some will call. And some will get in touch with us and listen to what we have to say. And we hope that we can bring about a difference in their life and hope that they see what is best for their life, maybe for the first time. So all praise are due to Allah. We'd like to greet everybody in the best of the greeting. And that green is Assalamu Alaikum, simply meaning may the creator of this creation, peace be on all of us. And please that obligate us to keep the peace. So we are here. We have played music. We have reached out for people. and we are covered about. To the end of this program, only we got about 25 more minutes, and we're gonna speak on removing the image and what it means if we move the image. It means that the truth that God wants all of us to have can come in, because long as there's lies out there, worse is impression, it's oppression. It's false worship. And it's false worship to tell a people that some man died for their sin. And that means in many people's mind, no matter what they do, well, how much sin they do, their sins have already been paid for. So we want to correct that lie. You get what you strive for. Whatever you reap, you will sow. That is going to be the word. That is the word. And the creator of this creation wants all us to do right. Well, I see that I got my brother, Muhammad Sharif, hand is raised. So I'm going to cut his mic on and let him begin to share with us what he has to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir, brother.
I think we should take this step by step.
Yes, sir. Long way,
you know, look at the condition that we were in when Imam Muhammad. When Imam Muhammad came the leader of the Nation of Islam.
Well,
we had taken the same position that the slave master took.
Yeah.
Saying that the white man was God, creating all that. When Imam Muhammad came in, what we saying? The same thing. We just reversed it and said the black man was God. We did the same thing that the white races did. We did the black races. Is that correct? Am I still on?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I had on mute. Yeah, I agree with you. I was into that.
Yeah.
I was part of that racism.
That's right. And then Allah showed us mercy. He showed us some mercy. But we didn't know what was going to happen when we heard that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had passed. We didn't know what was going to happen.
I know.
And
then
Allah blessed us and brought in Imam Bebedeen Mohammed. He told all about what was Allah showed his mercy, brought in Farad Muhammad. He met the Honorable Muhammad and taught him. They carried on for about 44 years. Then Imam came in. He said, no, the white man not God, the black man not God. Allah is the creator. Boy, that shook things up. And because we were going all over America, saying the same thing that black men of God. We were going all over America, everywhere. We were telling our babies, our children, little children, 12 and 13 years old, they were saying the same thing, some even younger than that. Saying that the black man is God, our babies saying the same thing, brother. So we was in the same condition. And when the man came and he changed all that, he said, no, Allah is the creator. I mean, brother, look where we came from and where I'm brought us from. And let's think that 80% of the Imam did not support Imam leadership. 80% did support him. So he went, Imam, you remember where Elijah Muhammad and his wife, Clara, was speaking? And that boy got it. He's got it. So he said, Clara, was that what we were waiting for? She said, yes. Turn that big, beautiful smile. She said, yes. He said he can take that all over the planet. And that's what he did. He took it all the way to the Vatican. I've been telling people, they don't know about you. A lot of people don't know about you, Imam Muhammad. Tell them to go on their computer and on their phone and put in Imam W.E. Muhammad speaks from the Vatican. I've been telling people, they'll do that. They won't do it. Tell the people so they'll know about Imam Muhammad. He went all the way to the Vatican.
Yes, sir.
You know, and speaking about, look here. The Imam said, this is May the 4th, 2008. This is 4 months before the Imam passed. 2008. He said, when you come out of the product of that temple, he called it temple at that time, you have no criminal behavior or no criminal attitudes in you. You are ready to be shaped into a beautiful person. That is God making your mother body, making you into a beautiful person. But let me now say, but when you come out into the world of man, who has already been seduced by his own serpent inside of his own nervous system or inside of his spiritual body, he messed the whole world up. That's what Imam said. When you come out and you come in contact with man, and we know that that's a fact too. Man, men have messed up the whole world.
Right.
Messed up education, the business world. I mean, government, everything. So we're at the point now. I'm sure we're at the point now. With Imam said, I'm ready. I'm prepared to follow a female. It is my pleasure to follow a female leader. This was in 1999, 25 years ago. Now I'm ready to follow a female leader. He said, a brotherly to lead men in leadership, much less than a sister leading in leadership. And then we're putting it out there way back then, 1999. He said, no brother's going to support me. We know that's a fact. And this man has messed up the world completely. And now it's no doubt about it. It's time for the female step into the leadership. Now, we got women in some countries. They already had a female leader. But that's America's gone so far. We only got two people running for president now. Mm. President Biden and Trump. That's the only people we got. You got to vote for one of them. You're going to vote for anybody, huh? And neither one of them is any good for mankind. Neither one is no good. You heard Biden say he's going to keep on sending weapons and technology and finance and everything to Israel until the Palestinians are wiped out completely. And Trump, on the other end, said he's going to be the world dictator he comes in. So you two, brother, we got no choice but put a female in leadership now. We finished.
Yeah, damn.
Man,
so we
the sister being quiet now, but they know it. There's no other way for us to get out of this. Man can't. We don't even know any men that can. People getting to speak out now. I mean, brother, this is it. I've got some sisters' names on my list. I think would be a leader. We got three or four of them. So that's what we should start doing. I told one brother about it. He said, and that take too long. It take too long. We got to organize. We got to do this and do that. And it'd be too long. It'd be too long. Tell me it'd be too long. I know what you can do when you're united. I was born in Montgomery, Alabama. I was about 14 years old in 1955. Well, we know when you're going to school, you teenagers, you go to school in the morning. You listen to the radio or you DJ, you playing a little music stuff before you go out. Came on this morning, and I had a disc jockey. His name was H. Anderson. He said, we will not be riding the buses anymore. Well, us teenagers, we walk on a few blocks of school. We walk to school anyway. But, brother, we saw those buses empty, rolling down the street, empty. Nobody on the bus. See that little over a year. It broke their back, the races in Alabama. So I know what we can do when you unite. That's what we got six months before the election time. Well, if we come together, we can break it. Man. That's what we're gonna keep on talking this just to give us a little more time. We're gonna keep on talking. Matter of fact, I went so far, I got the name of some sisters. Sister Amatula Amani, she's right back in the paper again. You know who she was? She was one of the sisters that helped the man bring the ministers from the minister into Enam. So way back when the man first came in leadership. We got Martha Dula on the CVS, CWSC, MP60. Mm-hmm. That's Picture Muhammad. She does a study at her home every 10 o'clock, every Sunday, 10 o'clock. I mean, 10 a.m. every Sunday. They got Layla, Imam Muhammad's daughter, Aisha, the editor of the paper. Another sister, Amira Wazir. Now, to everybody, start thinking about a sister that you think could be the leadership of this America. Yeah. Everybody, just think about the sister. We can come a whole lot of sisters, yeah. And we can come with a few sisters that could be ready to take the leadership.
Dr. Adrian.
Say it again?
Dr. Adrian.
Right. We know we men have messed up. I can say that because I'm a man. I know what we men have done.
Right.
You know, and y'all, you probably know too, brother. It's time now for the sister.
I read it. Ma'am said that one day that the woman's going to be the ulama. She's going to be teaching the people prayer, teaching the ulama prayer. Because of their sensitivity, they ain't like the hard men. You know, if 80% of the leaders weren't following imam, then 80% of the people that followed those imam, they didn't follow imam. And I see them people, I see them type people every time I go up to Atlanta Mastery. Never follow imam. I'm telling the truth. They never follow. I know them down here. I know, but I got to tell the truth. But I still got to say what I observed. If then I'm wrong, then I ain't gonna forgive me. Well, I didn't call no name. I said I see some of those people didn't follow email, and they would tell you themselves they didn't follow email like they should. Still no. And so even your wife, she can be your president of the United States. So yeah, I just plenty of sisters. I'm saying you can step forward and change this scenery, this ugly world that we live in. But you got to get these old brothers that. Who want to be a show off, have no respect for women, out the way. You got to, because they whole thing that the women got to stay in their place. That's male showmen.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we got plenty of them. No, you're right, leadership. These women are losing their babies, their girls, their life, their birth in the world, they're losing that. Man, I hate to look at the internet and see them babies wrapped up, they've been killed, blood is on the rap of that little child be the death, die.
Mm-hmm.
We know with the paradise. We don't say they did, but what a loss of life. And the people who caused that loss of life, they in a bad light with Almighty God Allah. And they not gonna get away with that. So we don't want to see nobody going to the fire. If we can get anybody to turn away and start living like a human being, then all praise is due to Allah. Nothing due to us, it's due to Allah. So we're not gonna stop promoting what we have. We can go in business all day long, but if we ain't supporting each other, how long you think that business gonna last? Ain't nobody gonna
not
support us like we have. We have made everybody rich.
Everybody
and
rich.
Make them rich because we became inferior through their promoting their image or promoting an idea that doesn't help us at all. We promoted their idea, so they rich, and they make and what is a football player, a bad player? He's an entertainer. Entertain. So all praise is due to Allah. Yeah, so we got to step that out. We was in the meeting today at the jail, and Douglas County, and LaGrange, Georgia, and the meeting was the sheriff said, what happened to the men? What the men said? Ain't nothing. There was old ladies, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This program, that program, Caucasian African American women, and then you had one brother who was running for mayor, and we came there, three of us, so one was seven males all together, 11 females.
Mm-hmm.
They had all of them got programs of. Home for runaways, home for cures of addiction and all the family violence. They got all, they running all of that. Getting homes and stuff to put those people in, you know. But what are the men that they want to know what the men, and they made a statement, the men out there, some are working, but the rest of them ain't doing, don't want to work. Even the Caucasian system, it's hard to get them to make a bed up, or their children to make a bed up, or to clean up the house. So Satan is still working on the human family, and none of us escape. None of us are escaping from the problem. So we just got to keep pushing the female and let them know that they, and maybe we men to wake up and take our responsibility, our right place as leaders. But right now, I don't see it. Not see it.
I don't see it either, Egbo.
The one that's standing up against Trump calls it country, most of them are females.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. Sister Ajalala, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I know you got some words of wisdom and some poems, and we would love to hear what you have to say. So you can start whenever you get ready. You ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Today I make dua for you, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. I ask Allah in his infinite mercy to bless you, to bless your heart, to bless your life, to bless your health, to bless your home, to bless your family, to bless your work, to bless your means of earning daily bread, to bless your spiritual life, to bless your finances, plans and projects with outcomes are beneficial for your deen, your dunya and your akhira. Alhamdulillah, amen. Ya Allah, ya, ya Ahua, ya Kayum. Be Matika, Nastika. Choose all those whom you want to make the above dua for today and every day, and send this text to them all. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
May Allah put barakat in your life, preserve your iman, and increase you in taqwa and good deeds. Amen, amen, amen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Okay, here we go, another one. Let's see. And warn mankind of a day when the doom will come upon them, and those who did wrong will say, our Lord, reprieve us for a little while. We will obey that call and we'll follow the messengers. It will be answered. Did you not swear before that there would be no end for you? Yes, it is. Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, right from
the Quran. He's speaking from the book. He's speaking from, that's coming right from the Quran. And now I'm saying what Allah say, they say that, but they are liars.
Yes,
he said he's going to do it before.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sister.
Yes, sir. Oh, Allah, Ya Rabu Alameen, accept our du'as and ibadah worship that we made during this month. Forgive our sins and don't hold us accountable for them, but steadfast in the good habits that we practice during this month. Ease our and our family lives challenges. Open the doors of more rizqah and health for us and our families. Bless the Muslim Ummah and ease its challenges. Bring us closer to our families and clean our hearts. Help us see the next Ramadan with even better health and spirit. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Okay, and here's another one. As you admire the wonderful things Allah has made, remember you are one of them. Amen, amen, amen. Here's another. Let's see. In a fitter, 6 points of zakat, al fitra shali, sali al fuwan. One, zakat al fitra is the charity that a Muslim distributes on behalf of himself and others at the end of Ramadan. Zakat our fitra is obligatory upon every Muslim, whether male or female, young or old. There are two great wisdoms behind the obligation of zakat al-fitra. First, for the one fasting because it compensates for the deficiency in one's fast because good deeds erase bad deeds. Second, for society because feeding those in need brings about love and joy amongst the people, especially the poor and needy. The amount of sadaqah al-fitr should not be less than one side or food, whether it be dates, barley, raisins, cheese, etc. Any food that the people eat one side is equivalent to approximately 2.25 pounds kilogram. Four averages size two hand scoops. Five, zakat al-fitr that is not distributed in the form of food, such as in the form of money or other than that, is not sufficient because this opposes what the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, commanded and the actions of the companions. Six, zakat al-fitr must be distributed before the Eid prayer. It is best to distribute in the morning of Eid because its intent is to suffice the poor and needy, so they do not need to ask anyone on the day of Eid and they can enjoy the day along with those who are more fortunate. It is also permissible to distribute the Sukkot pitcher a day or two before the day of Eid. As for the one who distributes it after the Eid prayer, it is not considered Sukkot pitcher. Rather, it is considered ordinary charity. Amen, amen, amen. Alhamdulillah. And let's see here. We had this dua for you. Last Friday of Ramadan, I pray that when Allah is accepting duas and Layla Qadr, may yours be of those duas. I pray that when Allah forgives people, may you be one of those people. I pray that when Allah decides to give answers, may you finally get yours. I pray that when Allah shouts his blessings on people, may you and your family be one of them. Amen, amen, amen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. And here's another one. Amen, alhamdulillah. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would smile at people during the day and cry for them at night. He would give charity to whoever was in need and call out to his Lord in need. In a world filled with cruelty, seek to be mercy. Amen, amen.
Let me see what else I have.
Okay, now we're looking at Thursday. Okay. One small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. And wishing you a beautiful day. May Allah accept all your du'as, inshallah. May the new week bring you an abundance of love, the greatest of joys, and never-ending peace and happiness, inshallah. May Allah accept our prayer. Amen, amen, amen. What was that?
We'll close this out in prayer.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Shukran. Wa'alaikum shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen. Amen. Amen.
From the Juma Mubarak, may Allah bless us with a blessed Juma tomorrow. Thank everyone for coming. We'll see you all back Saturday. May Allah bless us all. Have a